This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not everybody who's making their way to North Dakota to profit from the oil boom they're having out there is an experienced rigger or roughneck or somebody who's out of work looking to get started all over again. Some of those people are just taking advantage of an opportunity. Independent radio producer Todd Melby is working on a year-long project. It's called Black Gold Boom out of Williston, North Dakota, and we are airing some of his portraits of the people and the places he's run across in his time there. Today, a guy who made a career change to get into big oil.
My name is Daniel Rock. Right now, we're in a really small town in North Dakota. We're in Bell Bells. I've been in Bell Bells for about a week. We found some new housing right here, and we moved up this direction because we're really close to our work assignment. I've been doing this oil field business for about 6 years. I like my schedule of work. We work 2 weeks on and 1 week off, and it's pretty consistent work, and it's a good paycheck. Six figures or more. It's way worth it. I gave up a job being a school teacher in Nebraska, and my brother-in-law was doing oil field work back in 2005. And he invited me over to see what he was doing, and it didn't look too hard. So I was like, well, I'm going to put my name on the application list, and I got hired up. I was a school teacher. School teachers make pretty good money, you know. They make about $40,000 or so. And it's pretty rewarding working with kids, but tell you the truth, nothing like doubling your money the first year out. I'm one of the frugal guys, and my guys think that I'm kind of crazy. I bought a Honda Insight, one of the few people that have. It's a hybrid. Yeah, with the hatchback at the back end. I kind of like the smaller, more economical, 50, 60 miles a gallon type of a vehicle. They said, well, you'll work in an oil field, so you should be able to afford a diesel truck. And I know what a diesel truck costs in payments if you wanted to pay it. You know, it's like $1,000 a month. Plus, you got the fuel. And at over $4 a gallon, fuel, it's very expensive on diesel. So I don't see the net need for it. Everybody in my family already has a pickup, so my car suits me just fine. Food situation, yeah. Up here, I saw that there's a Jack and Jill across the street, but in this town, it's closed. And so I saw that there's a farmer using a co-op. It's a gas company, and they're selling gas, and looks like insurance in there, and hopefully they got some food.